Let's pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for who you are and for what you have been to us. We thank you for the blessing of a new day. And Lord, now as we share your word, we want to pray that you speak to us and that you make us understand through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I bring greetings to you from Uganda, and we are sincerely thankful to you for your prayers and various forms of support that have enabled the church in Uganda to continue the ministry. And thank you for the warm welcome. Thank you everybody, especially those that I met before the service. Now from this that we have read this morning from Ezekiel and the gospel that has just been shared to us, of course, the value of money is understood by almost everybody. And now particularly from the gospel, when Jesus says that in verse 13, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. What does this mean to us? This ordinary water, you want it now, you use it now, but just a few hours later, you need more water. But Jesus Christ is saying that when you drink of my water, the refreshment you get, the cleanliness you get, the comfort you get is forever. What does this mean to the secular world? I want to talk about the power of influence. The power we have, we who have accepted Christ, we who know who Christ is and what he is. In the perspective of those outside, whom I would call the secular world, what are we to them? I want us to go to the gospel according to Matthew, and this is a common reading, the Beatitudes, chapter 5, verse 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to anyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. We who have tasted the water that Jesus Christ gives, what expectations does the secular have when we stand out and we say that we are Christ people, that we have tasted of this water? What are the expectations? Salt in the earlier days was used as a preservative before the science of refrigeration. It gives taste. So when Jesus says that you who have tasted my water, you are this salt in the world. You are the light of the world. And of course, light, everybody who is able to see will not swear there is light when it is very dark. On a gathering, which was late in the night, there was a blind man. So when he drew close to, maybe call it 11 now, because at 10 it is still daylight, So this blind man asked a friend to light the candle that he was having. And he held it. And someone whispered into his ear, "You man, you are crazy. You are blind and yet you are carrying a candle." He said, "I'm carrying it for those who can see, so that they don't tremble over me." Did you get that? For those who have eyes, they can see, so that they do not fall on me. So, we are a light. You have tested Christ as the water, the ever-living water. So that those people who have missed the way, that they can come back into the way. The church, the conscience of the society. When there are so many things, unusual things happening, people want to ask, where is the influence of the church? What is the church saying? But that is possible only when we are able to walk the talk. When we are able to walk what we are claiming. And that makes a big difference. But sometimes, myself inclusive, sometimes we have confused the world. I say this, but I do the opposite. So, someone who analyzes situations is confused. And I don't think that's what Christ means when he says that when you drink of my water, you never thirst again. When someone needs water to drink and has had it, he or she sits confidently. Do we have that confidence which the world is able to read in us? But when someone is thirsty and needs water, he or she is not yet settled, still restless. But after we have had this water, is the world able to say, after having this water, this is now the difference? Many people will not come to church, but you have an opportunity where we work, where we stay. And one writer was saying that a Christian is a fifth gospel. We have four gospels in the Bible, but a Christian, you and I, each of us is a fifth gospel. Why? These other four gospels in the Bible, people who come to church have an opportunity to read these gospels. So many commentaries have been written. But the fifth gospel, you and me, it is written that it's the gospel which people can read and understand. Does that make sense to you? My life, your life, someone can study it. From January up to December, and finally someone says, "Yes, I think there is something new." We have a song in Uganda, and they are watching you, marking all you do, hearing the thing that you say. Let them see the Savior as he shines in you, but let the power of Christ control you every day. Then you are a fifth gospel. A story is written about a lady who was a Christian, I would say maybe in quotes. She did not behave the way a Christian would be expected to behave. So when someone approached her and said, "But madam, I saw you yesterday in the church, and I wouldn't expect you to behave this way," she said, "My friend, today is not Sunday." Does this mean that we should behave in a certain way on Sunday and behave otherwise on other days? Because sometimes we want to justify our situations, our stand, because maybe things are tightening. If we do that, we are not going to bring many to Christ. Sometimes amid these different situations, we are compromising our faith. We compromise our values. Remember that we are in the world, but not of the world. Someone who has tasted of Christ, someone who is saying that I tasted Christ 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even yesterday. And brothers and sisters in Christ, even the people who are not Christians, I tell you, know the standards of a Christian life. They would know. Especially in my place where I come from. Those people are not Christian. When a Christian does something wrong, they say, but we never expected that you would also say something like this. That you would also behave like this. Do we have or do we bear a testimony? Each of us, young and old, has a power to influence many people around us because we are the salt and the light of the world. If you have tasted of this water, the water that Christ gives, Christ Himself in us, then we are able to influence the world. Later, as it is programmed, I will share with you the activities of the water and sanitation in the diocese. But again, for those who may not attend with us, again I thank you on behalf of our church for what you have done. So many lives have been saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.